Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you got to go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Hey, what's going on, Klein and Ellie?
Are you ready?
Hello, Klein and Ellie, you little bitch.
Klein and Ellie, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what up, Klein and Ellie?
Whoa, sweet damn steak, did you see that?
Viva Klein and Ellie show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
It's Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena. World famous K-Rock.
Hell yeah, good morning and welcome to your Thursday. Is that right? Wow, the prequel is here. Look at that. BF Thursday. Welcome. Really creeped up on us this week, didn't it?
BF Thursday did? Or today, just Thursday?
I thought today was Wednesday. Is today really Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it never goes that way. I'm usually always wrong, and it's earlier in the week than I thought. When it's later in the week, that's like such a great surprise.
Good for you. I'm glad that you...
I had no idea.
You woke
idea.
Up all morning thinking it was Wednesday?
Yeah.
How nice for you to realize it's not.
I was convinced of it.
You know what? Yesterday, before you got here, Vanessa came in and was like, good morning, we're... over, she said, the week's almost over. And I said, no, it's not.
Yeah, you can't
it's
say
Wednesday.
That on Wednesday. Today. That's the
halfway point. And the show hadn't even started yet. So the day hadn't even started yet.
Right. I had no idea. Wow, that's a great surprise. Sometimes I come in here and I think it's Thursday. It's Tuesday. That's a sucky surprise.
But everyone always knows it's Friday.
Everyone has that. That's the best. It's the best branded day of the week. That's why it's got that whole song.
Yeah, I feel like Tuesday through Thursday, everyone mixes up.
But
Monday, Friday, everyone knows.
In the summer, I think all the days get a little sloppy, kind of like that week between Christmas and New Year's. It's a little, and you kind of know what's going on, but also there's a little bit more of a room margin of error.
Yeah.
Because everyone's out of their kind of regular routine and schedule.
But it does suck thinking that it's Thursday when it's actually Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's a terrible
That's the worst. Anyway, today, for anyone else who was unaware, today is Thursday. So happy BF Thursday. Enjoy yourself some breakfast for dinner. Enjoy the prequel. Lots to get to on the show today. Of course, we will continue to hook you up with tickets to go to Universal Studios, Hollywood, and ride that new Fast and Furious roller coaster that just opened. You'll be one of the first. It's kind of cool. We're lucky. It's right in our backyard in the sense that some people traveling around the world to go there and ride the ride, and all you got to do is drive 20 minutes and park.
You get that parking validation, right?
Yeah, probably. I assume, do we throw that in? I don't know.
That would be cool.
It's going to be hard to drive regular in a car after going on the Fast and Furious roller coaster. So then you got to go drive and follow
10 miles an hour out of the parking lot.
Follow the rules again. Not good. We got that to get to today. We also continue to hook you up with this festival happening in Santa Monica. It's called Ocean Way. And if you're not paying attention to the show, you should start right now because everything that we say on the air, good, bad, or otherwise, could be used against us or could be used for you to win your way into the show with The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and others. In fact, I didn't realize this, Allie, but apparently people do claim that us yapping on the radio occasionally does some good. And this guy wanted to thank us because we brought his attention to something. And apparently it changed his life forever. So listen to this. I think finally we start the show with a positive call for a change.
I just decided to start watching the Showtime podcast and hearing Klein talk about what he was into. That might just be the first and last time I ever listened to that.
Oh, wait.
I just can't look at you guys the same anymore.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
Weird,
that's the
right?
wrong that's the wrong message.
He's disturbing.
That was the wrong one. This is the guy that's saying a good thing about us. That guy's not going to listen anymore. Here's a guy that likes us.
Fine, Allie. Hey, sweet tidbits. I am a caller from the New Jersey area, an OG slogger, with a big thank you. A couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, you guys interviewed Matt Bellamy from Muse. He was talking about a tour. He had not been on the radar for a while. Looked it up. Turns out he was going to be at PNC, 45 minutes away from us. Oh. We went last night to his concert, or to the concert Muse. Absolutely amazing. Just a great, great show, great venue, great night. Just everything was good. And the only reason we were there is because you guys had him on and you interviewed him and put him back on the radar. So thank you for that. A great show. Bye.
Yeah, well, Allie and I take a lot of credit for the success of the band Muse, clearly.
Yeah, I know. It's because we put him back on the map.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That guy was wasting away in Irrelevanceville, and we brought him back. So
I hope there are just as many lasers as he promised.
Oh,
sounds
yeah.
Sounds like there were.
Yeah, it's cool. That's one of the first shows they put on as part of the new tour. So you're welcome, and who knows what we remind you about today on K-Rock. Good morning. All right, lots to give you this morning, so if you're into it for the free stuff, just keep listening and we'll hook you up. Limited edition Klein Alley Show merch and moments. Of course, $100 of Allie's cash. People were thrilled. Yesterday she lost a round of Allie Knows the News, had to pay the people.
Oh my God, yes! Allie Knows the News. She got beat, dude. Freaking, the pudding ain't sweeter from this side of the spoon, is it, huh, sweetheart?
You want to answer that, Allie? Is the pudding sweeter from that side of the spoon?
It's not.
Okay, so this guy made a point.
He's
right. The pudding ain't sweeter, and you learned
freaking,
that.
The pudding ain't sweeter from this side of the spoon, is it, huh, sweetheart? Look it, dude. One cheater takes out another cheater, dog. That's just how it is, dude. How does it feel? You sit there like Bill Clinton lying to the public. You know what I'm saying? I do not cheat on Allie Knows the News. Yeah, you did, dog. And so did that lady. And so now you get a taste of your own mediciones, okay?
So this guy clearly is an intelligent listener, and he is convinced, Allie, that you are cheating. And even though maybe the contestant was cheating yesterday, she out-cheated a cheater, and you lost in your own game. And this
I'm
guy,
sick of these conspiracy theories.
Well, this someone put it in song form, and here we go.
She's technically a cheater because it's one versus two. Let's find out if Pregnant Allie knows the news.
So, listen, if you would like to battle Pregnant Allie and take her money, and this is money that could be used to help offset some of the cost of having a second child.
Yeah.
It's expensive, all that stuff you got to buy, diapers and formulas and everything else.
I'm already getting some of the bills from the embryo transfer.
See, that ain't cheap, so now's a great time to take Allie's money so we can completely make sure that she is starting from nothing.
Cool.
And if you want it, all you got to do is call now, 800-520-1067. Let's turn yesterday's loss into a losing streak for her. She was on her high horse for a while, talking about how she hadn't paid out in a while.
It had been months.
It's been a while since people beat you. And I've got the questions. They're all about things happening in the news. Allie has not seen them yet, so this will be a completely fair and square game. And if you'd like to play, call now. We'll play that after this quick break. And the show continues next on K-Rock.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Technically, it is two against one, which I believe is called Canadian doubles.
She's technically a cheater because it's one versus two. Let's find out if Pregnant Allie knows the news.
You'll be battling Allie and her unborn child living inside of her womb as we speak.
Well, my unborn child is not helping me get smarter. Let's put it that way.
Well, I mean, it's technically two against one, right? Two heartbeats, two brains.
Yes, but the baby is sucking the life out of me.
Okay. We've heard the baby. The baby is intelligent.
Yeah, the baby says all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you want us to listen to
no,
the baby?
No.
Now?
I'll give you $100 if you don't.
All right. Well, we'll do that later in the show once we write something. Let me say hi to this is Christina from Riverside. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
If you're okay taking Allie's money, all you have to do is answer some questions about things happening in the news. She will sequester herself outside of the K-Rock studios. And if one of the many people just listening right now, let's see how you would have done had you been on the hot seat. We're rooting for the people. Allie lost yesterday, had to pay $100. If you do not win and do not get her money, don't worry. We'll give you some limited edition Klein Allie Show merch, especially if you've never slept with Jake. You can get a shirt that says you've never been intimate with Jake, and the odds are you haven't, so maybe you get that in your future. Let's get into your round, and here we go. Question number one. This UK band has just passed the Beatles with the new best-selling studio album in the history of the UK. Which band is it that has just passed the Beatles?
Oasis.
Oasis. We got a question number two. Universal Pictures has confirmed a biopic based on this Long Beach native that will be hitting theaters in August of 2027. Got to wait a year, but who's getting their own biopic?
Bradley Knoll.
Bradley Knoll is from Long Beach. We got a question number three. Let's go with this one. This celebrity ginger has shocked the public by changing his hairstyle, and he claims he had to do it because, shocker, he got sunburned on his scalp. Which celebrity ginger has changed their hairstyle and it has shocked the public?
Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran is a famous ginger. That's a good guess right there. We go to question number four right now. Glenn Powell is a big movie star, and he'll be playing what Olympian in a future movie? What Olympian will he be portraying, the great Glenn Powell?
Let's go with Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner. And finally, question number five. This food marketed to children has been recalled because it's got potentially some plastic in it. What food is now in the middle of a recall?
Uncrustables.
God, I hope not. I'm throwing those down like left and right. I think Johnny's eating about four Uncrustables a day right now in the back. All right, hold on. We'll bring Allie back in a moment. Send her in here. Allie, what were you sprinting for? What, did you run to the bathroom or something?
I had to pee, yeah.
Oh, that was a crazy. I've never seen you move like that before. That was wild.
Be late.
Okay, no, it was crazy. Some real running. We have got Christine on the phone from Riverside. You're battling to hold on to your own money. And here we go. Question number one. This UK band has just passed the Beatles, and they now have the top-selling studio album in the history of the UK. Who is it?
Yeah, I think this is Oasis.
She also said Oasis. And to beat the Beatles is like, that's, I feel like that's the mark. Anytime you quote, did better, sold more, had more of this than the Beatles.
Because they held that title for so long.
And Oasis is absolutely the correct answer. She got that right as well. Both of you guys on the board, 1-1 after one. And congratulations to the Gallagher brothers.
Didn't they also say that Queen's greatest hits is the top-selling album in the UK of all time?
That
surpassed the Beatles, too. Yeah. Now the Beatles suck.
The Beatles just keep getting beaten now. Well, they can't put out new stuff. There's only two of them floating around, I think.
You're right.
We got to really? Thank you, Vanessa. Wow. We got a question number two right now. It's tied up 1-1. Universal Pictures has confirmed a biopic based on this Long Beach native that will be hitting theaters in almost a year, August of 2027.
Yeah, I think that is Snoop.
All right, she guessed Bradley Knoll of Sublime, but the correct answer is Snoop D-O-double-G is getting his own biopic, which he claims will be R-rated at least.
Oh, well, so how could it not be?
Get your, well, because, you know, Snoop, I think, is also one of the voices of those dinosaurs in that new Paw Patrol movie. So, like, he can go family.
But he also has a great kids album.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. But I think he said this biopic is going to be not the family-friendly Snoop.
No, it's about his life. It can't be.
Allie's on the board again. 2-1. Let's go. Christina, we're playing comeback now as Allie goes up another point. We go to question number three. Allie knows the news on K-Rock. This ginger celebrity has shocked the public with a new hairstyle because he claims he had to after getting shockingly sunburned on his scalp, because that's what happens to gingers this time of year. Which ginger celebrity is explaining his new hairdo?
I did see this. I think this is, people were up in arms because Conan O'Brien's hairstyle was different.
She guessed it was that singer, that ginger singer, Ed Sheeran, which would have been a funny guess as well. But the correct answer is the iconic Conan O'Brien, who's now going with the slick back Pat Riley look to accommodate his sunburned hair. Allie is right again. Goes up two with two questions left. Glenn Powell, big movie star, will now be playing what Olympian in a future movie just announced?
I don't know, Michael Phelps?
Good guess. It's a little gayer than that, Allie. Greg Louganis.
Ah, Louganis.
Luke Ames. You are. That's how you used to get your name,
right?
That's
what they're calling it?
That's right. They're calling the movie. No one gets the point on that. And we go to this final question. And it all comes down to this. There's been a recall. Food marketed to children has been recalled because they think it could contain some plastic, which seems to be a problem these days. Everything's right. Either giving you diarrhea or it's got plastic in it.
Yeah.
What food is being recalled?
As a parent, I should know this.
You should.
I think it's, is it fruit snacks? Fruit snackums? Or like the ultimate kid snack?
She guessed Uncrustables. It's a good guess. Not right. Allie guessed fruit snacks. Closer. But it's the fruit pouches, the kind that, you know, are filled with that a little, you'll suck it down.
Oh, the little yogurts?
Yeah, not those ones, but the certain.
Where it's like, it's banana and peas.
Yeah, and they try to squeeze a little spinach in there.
And a little plastic.
So you may want to look that up because those are being recalled over a possible plastic contamination. Well, at the end of it all, Allie did hold on to her money for today. And Christina, we appreciate you playing, but what must you shamefully admit over the airwaves with K-Rock? Go ahead.
Allie knows the news.
We'll go with that. A lot of people are saying this woman sounds high right now. Are you high right now?
No.
Oh, okay. Just confirm. It's okay if you are. We don't have to hold that against you.
Yeah,
here.
We don't care.
We don't judge. Thanks for playing tomorrow morning. Another chance to take Allie's money. Hold on. Give that woman some merch as promised on K-Rock. Hopefully 2026 will be looked back upon you as a funner summer. That's our goal here. Weekend, another one of our goals will be accomplished. I believe it is the camping trip, the Funner Summer, that will be happening with Vanessa and Allie.
And, yeah, Vanessa has to go on a camping trip, and I think she's never camped, right?
I've car camped, but I feel like I've never rough camp. Like real camp.
She's been asking Allie so many questions
with the tent.
About what to expect and what things she's allowed to bring. And obviously, based on what you just heard a moment ago, she does no concept of camping and is calling it rough camping. But because
it feels like it's rough,
right? And
the expression is roughing it.
Okay, roughing it.
Okay, I'm sorry to bore you with the facts.
I know. And I said thank you, and I said it back.
It's
okay,
called rough camping.
It.
So,
it.
So you guys are heading out on Friday to go camping.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be there all weekend. I don't know if, Vanessa, you want to only rough it for one day. You're free to just come for Saturday to Sunday if you'd rather just dip your toe in and see if you like it.
It's going to be balls hot.
That's literally my biggest. Well,
it's
going to
be cooler there than it is here.
Is it by a lake? In the mountains? Where are you guys doing it?
It is. It's near San Diego. It is near a couple of small lakes, and it's supposed to be like 80 during the day. And
that's hot.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to find like 65 degree temperatures down here. It's 80 is better than like 100, where it's going to be everywhere else.
What is your biggest concern, Vanessa, or what questions do you have? Because Allie. You know, she's been camping many times.
Born camping.
She kind of, you know, between the lesbian thing and the Subaru and everything else, I mean, this is her life.
Give me a lake and a log, and I'm happy.
Is that what she does? I mean, you love camping, Allie, right?
I love camping. I love setting it all up. And I know people think that it's a big pain in the ass to set up the tent, set up the food, do all the cooking, all the cleanup. Everything is kind of a process, but that's what I love about
Most people don't like the idea that they have to be gross for a few days, but you're used to
that. Oh, my gosh,
that.
It's the best. There's no pressure to shower or to change or to wipe the dirt off your face.
You don't take have one of those portable shower things. You guys don't have one of those?
No.
No.
Why would I have
a river.
Allie has a shower in
I
a house.
I don't regular shower. Why would I portable shower?
Oh, okay, good point.
She doesn't use her permanent shower, let alone a portable one.
You know, we will take some wipes with us.
Okay.
Cool. That was one of my questions. I was like, okay, are we near a lake? Like, how are we? Is there a showering situation? So I guess it's wipes.
Well, you can jump in the lake. That's a great.
So, but we are near a lake, like really near.
You know what? To be honest, I have not been here before.
Oh,
this is the first time. So I see a couple of lakes on the map. But I've not been to the lakes before, so I don't know what activities there are. I don't know if you can take boats on the lake, if you can fish on the lake. Would you be interested in fishing?
Yeah.
Now that's
I'll
passion.
I'll do it.
What other questions do you have? Because we're providing everything for you. The only thing that you need to bring is an air mattress. We're providing the tent. We're providing all the food. All the equipment that you could need for camping is going to be provided. It's the best way to do your first camping trip.
No, I know. Seriously, thank you for that. My next question is there a bathroom or is this a dig a hole situation?
Dig a hole.
Really? Like, it's not a camping ground? There's no bathrooms?
Allie will have some of those doggy poo bags with her, if those are helpful, Vanessa.
I am not eating.
What? So that she doesn't poop.
There may be, Allie, you don't think, tell her the truth.
There's bathrooms?
Yeah, okay,
there's
good.
There's going to be some
It's a campground, yeah.
So are you going to be like right on top of other people?
Like I said, I've not been to this place. The campgrounds do look pretty close together.
That's the worst part about camping for me, is like trying to get out in nature and then you're right next to somebody.
Yeah, I know, especially if you're next to somebody with bad taste in music and they've got their music on all the time, or they've decided they don't want to go to bed tonight and they're just going to be super loud talking by the fire, getting drunk and screaming, and you just have to be there for it.
And this time of year, everything's sold out. It's packed everywhere.
Totally. It's going to be packed every weekend.
Or you're the family that's having a great camping trip until the lesbian couple pulls up with the child and Vanessa.
The two children.
I assure you we will be one of the least annoying families there.
Oh, I'll take the bet on that.
No, it's always the big, giant groups of super wasted people that are the most annoying.
Most fun. They're having funner summer.
Yeah, but if you want to go to bed at, like, even 11 p.m. and somebody decides they want to stay up till 3 a.m., that's something that you have to deal with.
So, Vanessa, are you going to bring a sleeping bag? Is that your plan?
No, Allie told me to bring an inflatable mattress.
Yes, right. There are things that have to go on top of it. So
right, so the inflatable mattress is part one. But then
I don't have that.
You don't have a sleeping bag?
No.
I could loan you one of my daughter's.
Yeah, could I borrow it, please?
Sure. It's I believe it's a
Powerpuff Girls.
It's a Dora the Explorer, maybe.
Care.
Really?
I think it is, or maybe a Frozen one. It's older. I mean, they're too old for it now, but you'd be great for it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Are you going to bring a pillow?
Okay, yeah, I'll bring a pillow.
What?
Are we helping you?
I need a list.
Okay.
Oh, so you don't know. So your biggest concern, the only thing you've really been thinking about is the bathroom situation.
Well, no. And then I was like, okay, how hot is it? And like, what kind of pants do I wear? Like, not leggings, obviously.
Why can't you wear leggings?
Or shorts? Or what about shorts? Are shorts okay? Like, is a snake going to get me?
Or heels?
Is a snake going to get her? That's her
like
concern.
Like, if I wear shorts, or is it safe from...
Well, you're going to be out in the, you're going to be camping, so there's probably going to be animals around, and when you're in a crowded campground, you know who loves those is bears.
Bears love it.
So they usually have an area where you have to lock up your trash at night, otherwise the bears will come and try and eat all of your food, and sometimes they will try and get into your car. They've been known to break into people's cars. We had one that walked right through our campsite last time I went camping. And yeah, it can get a little scary, but they usually, if they get some food, they'll leave you alone.
But remember to, if you do encounter a bear, just yell,
"What's a second
left?" Bears are right off.
Freak it the hell out.
Totally.
George on K-Rock, good morning.
Hey, good morning. This one's for Vanessa. You do realize that Allie is pregnant and she's probably going to be farting a lot in her sleep, and you guys are sharing a tent.
We're not sharing a tent.
Oh, you're not sharing
no,
a tent?
No, she's getting her own tent.
She has a whole ass family.
Yeah, I've got
to be like, thank you so much for inviting me, but I don't want to be with your family in a little tent.
Yeah,
like, that'd be crazy.
Wait, that would be terrible.
You're
for
building
her.
Vanessa her own little tent?
We're bringing her own tent.
A little fort?
I have a four-person tent that she can have for herself, or I have one of those single tents.
So
that's
you have,
like,
to, tent you have to go into Vanessa's tent to fart, you're saying?
Yeah, I'll go in there.
Okay.
I have another question.
Yes?
Obviously, maybe there's no reception, but like, expect our phones to die, right?
Oh,
like, there's no scrolling at night.
Is that helping you go to bed?
Like, a little bit.
Well, this is an opportunity to unplug.
You unplug. You get
Vanessa,
you connect with nature,
where
Vanessa.
You just kind of sit around the fire and you talk and you laugh.
No,
and
I mean, I like that part. I'm just saying, like, for the bedtime.
Doesn't sound like she likes
but then
that
I want to go to my tent and scroll on TikTok for 3 hours.
Yes. Or when it's time to go to bed.
Yeah, you're not going to probably have much usage of your phone at all. So you're going to have to listen
to
Allie's stories.
If it, like, dies.
Yeah. And now I'll tell you about the other time I went camping and almost caught a fish.
Yeah, if you want to scroll, get ready to scroll through Allie's long stories of all of the other times she's gone camping.
And sometimes we can tell spooky stories, Vanessa. Do you want that?
Yeah, I do.
So are you excited or nervous or scared?
I'm excited. I'm a little bit worried about the heat. I've been having, like, this whole week, this past 2 weeks, it's been so hot. And I'm like, now I'm going to be out in nature and just taking it.
Yeah, well, I guess, Allie, didn't you one time say it was so loud where you were camping that you ended up going inside of your car to sleep? Was that right? Because you end up with those weird camping grounds where you could still hear the freeway?
Yes, that is true. Well, there was another one where that was near the freeway, and it was actually 10 minutes from my house, so I just went home.
Oh, yeah. That's the ultimate. You just go home.
That was a practice trip last year.
So anyway, this is exciting. Vanessa's going to be going real camping in the rough for the first time. She's very excited.
You know, wait, one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Do I bring a towel or are you bringing a towel?
Am I bringing you a towel?
No, I know that's a silly question.
Every question has been a silly question.
Okay, I'll bring a towel.
What were you thinking?
Because I don't know if there's showers, but if there's a lake, then yeah, bring a towel, girl. Okay, that's it.
Are you talking to yourself?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, fair enough.
You know we have to hike 5 miles into the campsite, right?
5 miles? But with our car?
Oh, that's not hiking, Vanessa.
Okay, so that's another question. I do not have a hiking backpack.
You don't have any kind of a hike. Do you have hiking boots?
She's going to be pulling like rolly luggage.
I do not have hiking boots.
Do you have rolly
luggage?
Do you have rolly luggage or are you going to bring a duffel bag?
A duffel bag? At first, I was like, dude, I was like, it's my pink carry on, okay? But then I was like, that's kind of embarrassing, so don't do that. And then I found that I have a tiny duffel.
It is a bit of a roll of shame from the car to the tent, rolling like a carry-on luggage through the dirt. Right?
I hope you guys document this as much. Before the phones die, I hope you document as much of this as possible. Because I think the people are going to want to see Vanessa's first experience of roughing it.
Yeah, I want to have a nice happy medium because I do want Vanessa to get the full experience and to properly unplug, but I do want to capture some of it.
But you guys aren't really hiking to your campsite, right?
No.
Okay. I was going to say
we're car hiking, otherwise known as driving.
That's good. That's good. Vanessa's excited about that. Well, anyway, we'll update you next week, but that's a part of funner summer. So if you need an excuse to have more fun, force fun to bring back fun in this world, go ahead and do some camping this weekend if you can find a spot. It's K-Rock.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Pay attention to everything that is said on the show and win your way into a festival that has just been announced happening in September. In Santa Monica, you will see The Killers, you will see Jack White, you will see Sublime, you will see many, many, many other bands there if you get yourself into the Ocean Way Festival. And the only way to win your way in is by listening to K-Rock. Tickets all day starting at 9 o'clock, and at 10 o'clock, you'll have a chance to take part in the Klein Alley Shoshin Way Quiz. Chance for you to answer questions about today's show. Things that are happening right now and things that have not happened yet. Everyone is starting from the exact same place. Your chance to win your way into that. Coming up a little bit later this morning. Right now, though, there's this, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
We are in another heat wave right now. It will last until Monday night. So it is quite a long heat wave and heat advisory. Of course, they keep telling you to do things early in the morning and check on your elderly friends and neighbors. But I'm sure this will have people getting very creative on how to access a pool or a beach or free air conditioning this weekend. But here is something that I think we need to import immediately. And this, I know you will be on board with, Klein.
Oh, it is chilly.
This isn't a fridge for food. It's a fridge for people.
The human fridge.
Oh, man. Dope. Fridge for people. That's
ones
so cool.
Who are battling extreme heat as Japan sees another brutal summer.
Leave it to Japan to make things that we all want. They created panty vending machines.
Yeah, that's right.
They didn't ask any questions. They just made them.
They didn't stop there. So what's next? Human refrigerator.
Yep. In the summer months. Temperatures in Tokyo have climbed close to 100 degrees Fahrenheit this week. The company behind the human fridge says it's designed for people who work outside, including construction workers and event staff.
So the question would be, if it existed here in the U.S., how many would they put out? Would you have to pay to go in there? Would there be a time limit as to how long you could be in the human fridge? Would they prioritize construction workers over you?
Is a human fridge any different than like a walk-in freezer that you'd have at a restaurant?
Just like a beer cave?
Instead of storing food
there's
in
just
there.
Nothing stored in there.
Just
and I think
people?
They're like portable fridges that are outside.
Huh.
It's not like it's inside of a Costco. It's like an outdoor
fridge.
So you just, there's just a fridge on the side of the road. You just get in it and cool off?
Yeah, like a porta potty, but a fridge.
Oh, I bet you that'll be a porta potty real quick. Not in Japan, probably, but here we'd figure out a way.
Here we would defile it and we would cover it in graffiti, poop in it, do drugs in it.
Well, regardless, it's a great idea. The human refrigerator. I love it.
Yeah.
They're the same. I believe it was also Japan that came out with the human human washing machine, right? Wasn't that also Japan?
Oh, yeah.
People that didn't want to have to go bathe themselves, just stand in there.
Yeah, I know they're talking about how Japan is having a population problem, that they're more depressed than ever. It seems like they're doing great to me.
They're coming up with all the cool tech.
I know, Omar, you predicted this year that companies were going to start adjusting their menus to cater to all the people on weight loss drugs. It was one of your 2026 predictions. Yep. In a way, you are kind of right, and they're not changing the portions and making them smaller necessarily, which was what you thought, but they are making food blander now. Because people who are on GLP-1s have duller taste buds.
New comments from Nestle's marketing chief this morning. He said the company is looking to spice up some of their products to counter duller taste buds that can accompany GLP-1 weight loss drugs.
So because they have duller taste buds, they have to punch it up a little bit more for it to cut through.
He said Nestle has been testing packaged food on consumers to understand how tastes change on the medication. A 2025 study found perception of the five basic taste qualities were depressed by the weight loss drugs. Nestle said changes could include adding spices or more pepper.
Hmm. More pepper.
That's the solution. Did your taste buds change any? Do you think?
I don't think so. Nuh-uh.
No, huh?
Wow. Well, Jake didn't really. I mean, let's be honest. Jake,
you're supposed to find food a little more boring.
Jake eats mustard sandwiches. So, like,
those are good.
Yeah, I don't really think that that's the right guy to go.
Fancy mustard. It's a delicacy.
You didn't really have sophisticated taste buds.
Not the guy to go to. Also, I'll give Omar credit.
Just French's yellow. I got fancy mustard.
I went to a restaurant last night, Ali, and they said it had a note on the menu that everything on the menu was available in half-size portions.
Wow.
So I was thinking to myself, as I saw that, I go, wow, Omar is spot on. But interesting. Move on the restaurant's part, you would think half-size portions, half the price, right? That's what you'd think. Not the case.
Well,
only,
what is it?
Only a little cheaper for half-size portions.
How much cheaper? Like a few dollars?
Like, let's call it 20% cheaper than the full-size portion. So you're getting half. So people are making that decision, save a little bit of money, but the restaurant's going, we're not going to cut our profits completely. So they go...
Well, they're selling half the product.
That's what you would think, right? If instead of a 10-ounce steak, you get a 5-ounce steak, it should be half as much. But they're saying no because it still takes them the time and the effort and everything. But I thought it was interesting, based on our conversation with what Omar was saying about smaller portions, that they just put a note on the menu. Everything on the menu is available. I think a lot of people are going like, you know, oh, this is too, I'm not going to eat all this. You know, so you bring, I don't know why you don't bring it home and eat it over the next 4 days.
Because there are some people that just don't like leftovers. I don't really like leftovers, to be honest. And I don't like wasting food at all. So I will do it, but it's not my favorite.
I'll
just because
store
I
it
ate
in
a big.
Cheeks.
Yeah, exactly. I'll store it in different parts of my body, too.
I'm a gerbil with meatloaf.
Sandwich under my bra right now. All original ideas are gone these days. It's all about the reboot. They don't stop until every good movie and TV show is rebooted, remounted, reimagined, or sequelized. And there are just a couple that were announced recently. Jennifer Garner has agreed to a reboot of 13 Going on 30, which I never watched and don't care about. But if you care about RoboCop, Amazon is officially doing a reboot of RoboCop, and it will be a series. So that's something that people can look forward to. And Tom Cruise will now take part in a long-anticipated sequel of Days of Thunder.
Oh, great movie.
And they are in negotiations with Tom Cruise.
Cole Trickle?
Who will reprise his role as Cole Trickle. This
best.
Is also the movie where he met Nicole Kidman, who I forget he was married to for 11 years. So this is going to be put together by Paramount. And, of course, the last time he did a long-awaited sequel,
it made
a lot of money, billions of dollars, and got a lot of Oscar nominations. So I'm sure they're trying to find anything in the Tom Cruise arsenal that can be rebooted, sequelized, or otherwise.
I feel like Days of Thunder, of all of the movies that guy did, was kind of underrated.
It was,
as far as some of the other
It wasn't
ones.
His best-performing movie, but...
Yeah, I don't understand. I thought that... I mean, I haven't seen it in years, but I remember thinking when I saw it, that was cool. It seemed
Never
cool.
Never seen it.
Never see. Oh, Al, you would hate it.
Great. I'll watch
it. You got to watch it immediately. Brand new hour of the show starts now.
Lemonade. Fresh squeeze lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, no. nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.